But there's another set of symptoms. And this is what they are. She said the first, there's 10 of these. She said the first symptoms that you are gaining inner peace is that you'll have a tendency to think and act spontaneously rather than on fears based on past experiences. Spontaneity. Less having to plan things out and figure it out. More being willing to just do things that seem to make sense to you. And when I think about spontaneity and spontaneous healing, and I'll talk about this in some of the later principles, that whenever spontaneous healing ever takes place, whether it's the healing of a relationship or it's the healing of a disease, and sometimes when it's the healing of something as severe and serious as cancer, or high blood pressure, or diabetes, or any kind of disease process that people think is absolutely incurable, and people experience some kind of a spontaneous change, that it comes about as a result of living more peacefully and radiating out more peace outward. So that's the first symptom. The second, she said, is an unmistakable ability to enjoy each moment. That inner peace, the symptom of inner peace, is that you start going through your life. And here we are in a place called Miraval, out in between Tucson and Phoenix in Arizona. And it's just filled with so many wonderful opportunities for spiritual growth and joy. And I was walking out there this morning, and we just happened to stop at a cactus. Now, you know, you think about a cactus, and you think, well, it's a cactus, and it's a little prickly, and so on. But the ability to just stop and stare for a moment, and to listen, and to watch a jackrabbit walk past it, and to see the sky, the way that it seems so big out here. The opportunity to take any moment in your life and to begin to enjoy it is one of the symptoms of inner peace. You'll start knowing you have more of it. A third principle, she said, or symptom of inner peace is a loss of interest in judging other people. It just no longer becomes important. You begin to understand the truth behind the idea that when you judge another person, you don't really define them. You define yourself as someone who needs to judge. And it just starts to become less and less important. And you find yourself no longer putting labels on others and finding fault and looking for the... I remember in my training that I was taught by a great teacher in my life to always address people that you don't know if you don't know their name. Even if it's a young person asking for an autograph or whatever, always address them with a title of respect. Just get in the practice of that. And we were required to do that for almost a year. So if someone said hello to you, you'd say, yes, ma'am, no, sir. Even if it was a 12-year-old boy, yes, sir. And the reason we were doing that is not because we were addressing the form, but we were addressing the unfolding of God. And that's what we were told to notice first. And when you see the unfolding of God in anyone, what you first see is that which deserves respect. And you address that. And judgment becomes almost impossible. A fourth symptom is a loss of interest in interpreting the actions of others. Peace is something that you start to experience in your life when it's no longer necessary for you to explain away why other people are doing what they're doing. Interpretation becomes less significant than just allowing. I have a pillow that was made for me by a dear friend many, many years ago that sits on my couch at my office, and it has two words on it, and I look at it every day. It says, I'm allowed. And I like it. I'm allowed.